Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hello. Yeah, we're connected. You can't hear me? Okay, someone thought it was you all wouldn't been able to hear me, so I don't know whether it was a connection that but anyway, we're back in the Lord. The next scripture reading was praying being 2 Corinthians 4:8, it was not being troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. For our light affliction, which is for a moment, working for us a more exceedingly eternal weight in glory. We bless the Lord for the word tonight. Praise the Lord and keep it in mind, glory to God, that He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above more than we can think or ask, no matter what our circumstances or situation dictating to us. Help us to walk in by faith and continue to stand on the word of God. We have our scripture reading. Praise God. We'll get ready to say a short prayer and introduce glory to God, Sister Minister Carmelita, and then we'll have soon after Evangelist Lorraine, glory to God, Noel, in the name of Jesus. Father, we do bless you tonight and thank you for your word. Thank you for bringing us together. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us, glory to God, the opportunity to be a part of the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus, because it's our choice to make of our minds. Glory, I choose you this day who we're going to serve, and we desire to serve Jesus Christ. He said it's already finished. So we're thanking him, glory to God, for all that he's already done in preparing the way and his bloodshed and the suffering and everything that he's already gone through so that way we can be able to be connected back to our Father in the name of Jesus. Thank God for transforming us. Thank you, Lord God, for what your word is doing for transforming us and renewing us. And forgive us for every sin, every transgression, every thought and deed. Thank you for your word that heals and delivers and sets free. God, you know the needs of your people. Those that have an ear to hear, hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And as we come together tonight, we pray, glory to God, for these ministers as they break the bread of life, that God, you will use them to your glory. And give us ears to hear, God, open out so we can open ourselves up to receive what you have to say. And then not only hear it, but do it, whatever it is to transform us. God, we pray you encourage them, build them, continue to give favor to them and continue to bless. Even as the word go forth, I pray that the word is blessing them and escalating them, elevating them to the next level as obedience to your will. God, we bless you tonight and we give all glory to you in the name of Jesus. We take authority over every interference, whether it's something technical, difficulties, or any other kind of interference on the line or whatever. We plead the blood of Jesus against them. We are praying that everything will be clear and open, that we will be able to hear all that God has to say in Jesus' name. We pray. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to get ready to prepare to open the lines for Minister Carmelita Hubbard Ely for her to share with us what the Lord has given her through faith and whatever else he's placed upon her heart. So at this time, we ask this young lady as she prepare as a minister of the gospel and also an intercessor for prayer. We pray God's blessings upon her as she breaks the bread of life. At this time, we open the lines to you, my sister, that you may speak with us, said the Lord.
Good evening. First of all, give honor to God. Thank God for Pastor Hubbard for allowing the opportunity. And thank you all for who are listening to allow me to speak to you all this evening. I'm just going to say a quick prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, come before you as humble as we know how. Just giving you thanks and praise. God, I ask you, Lord, to please forgive me for anything to hinder this word that you will bring forth right now today, God. I ask you to please let Carmelita decrease and, Lord, you increase. God, I just worship and adore you. I praise you for all that you've done and you continue to do. And bless every servant that's on this line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I'm just going to, let's have a conversation. Basically, the subject that Pastor Hubbard had gave to me is learning how to trust in the Lord Jesus and obey his word. My core scripture that was given to me when she reached out to me concerning speaking tonight was coming from John 14, 1 through 3, verse 6 as well. And I will be reading different scriptures through the message, and because that's a way that I've been processing and learning is having the actual scripture to be able to go to. So I will try to give you the scripture and verses the book and the verse where the scriptures I may be speaking on tonight. But the word says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may also be awesome. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That was John 14, 1 through 3 and verse 6. God is such an amazing God. He's a God of free will. But God teaches us through his word with him, we can live a wonderful life. God's word is all about trust, faith, and obedience. It's amazing how we can obey the direction of our employer, We can tell our children to obey teachers, other adults. We tell our children, family, friends, spouse to trust us, and our children to trust and obey. Why is it so hard for us to trust and obey God? God only wants the best for us. He said in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, are thoughts of peace and not of evil, but to give you an expected end." But he does need us to trust and obey his word. And we sometimes make this Christian walk much harder than it really is. God doesn't ask so much of us, just love and obeying him. Because the enemy doesn't care anything about us. If we read in John 10:10, "The devil comes but to steal, kill, and destroy, but I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly." We do so much to please people, our life partners, managers, friends, family. We give our children everything that we may have or didn't have. But God, all he wants is our heart and our soul and our willingness to, Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path." God gives his word as a tool, a map, even the directions to help us. God also uses the words to show us there will be trials, there will be tribulations, there will be blessings, there will be curse. But he gives us the word as a guiding light. We have to continue to trust him constantly, believe him, adhere to his word. God told Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapter 37, please read the chapter. God pretty much was told him in this chapter to speak life into dry bones. God was showing him this was the house of Israel and they were in a dry place. But he showed him the dry bones can live. But even when we think we are in our darkest hour, God is always there. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He will always be with us. No matter what the circumstance or situation is, what goes on in our life, wherever the pain, the hurt, the things that have caused life to happen to us, but if we trust and obey him, we will believe and know that God will do the work. Ezekiel had to trust and obey God to see great works. It was by his faith in God. The word says in Hebrews 11:1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." God said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. So we got to have that mustard seed faith that's going to bring us through every area of our lives. So our faith and trust, they go hand in hand. And the obedience is just part of the process. God gives us so much word to help us each and every day of our lives. On the good days, the bad days, the uncertain days, the days that we don't know what's going to happen, how things look like, God is always there. And no matter the circumstances, no matter the situation. Today I was at my father-in-law's church, Friendship, and the pastor preached on being thankful for what it isn't, what it could be. So things could be always worse. Things could always be harder. Things can always be a struggle. Things can be better than it used to be. Things can be on the mountaintop, but then you may have some valley experience. But no matter any of those situations, those circumstances, the things that happen in our life, God has always and will always be there. Even in the season that I'm in right now where I have a lot going on in my life, today it's only been God's grace and his mercy who has kept me. Even in this process, in this season when I've been out of work right now, I have been having to learn to trust God and obey him to whatever his steps is, whether it is for financial reasons, whether it be for spiritual reasons, even the things of life that happen unexpectedly, I've had to learn to trust him, believe him, and obey his word. And by, he said, obedience is better than sacrifice. So matter what we are looking at or what things are going on, if we trust him, we keep the faith, we be obedient, there's nothing else but to do for God to just move in our lives. Even in the storm, God will give you sweet peace. Today's Bible scripture even says in Psalms 23:1-2, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He says also in James 1:5-8, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, that giveth all men liberally and unbraideth not. It shall be given him. But let him ask, but let him act in faith, not wavering, for if he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven by the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He also said in his word in Romans 8:31-39, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that is justified. Who is he that commandeth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather that he rise again, who even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? So tribulation, distress, persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. As it is written, by thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loveth us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So no matter what things look like, circumstances, situations, whatever's going on, whether it be good days, bad days, no matter what things are looking like, if we trust him, if we believe him, if we follow his word, if we go day and night seeking his face, praying, believing, asking him, God, no matter what the circumstances, situations are, God, I will trust you, I will believe you, I will obey you, I will follow your word, I will ask you to lead me and guide me, keep me in the way that you have called me to be. So God is asking us in his word. He gives us word constantly, stories in the Bible about when you trust him, what he should do. When you are disobedient, what can happen. All these things, there is from leadership on down, have had experiences with God in the Bible that when they trust him, God did everything and even more. And when they didn't, God showed them who he was in that way. So he's a loving God. In spite of situations where there's times where we may be disobedient, he's still loving. He still comes. He always opens his door for us to come back to him. No matter what's going on, he tells you, I'm always here. No matter what you may look at, what may happen, you always just trust God, trust God, trust God. Excuse me. Keep the faith. Know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly all that we can ask or think. If we keep on putting him first, and no matter what it looks like every day, just keep growing stronger in him. Study his word. It's actually a book that I'm actually reading that I think my mother gave me many years ago called The Power of a Praying Woman, Stormy or Martin. That last name is spelled O-M-A-R-T-I-A-N. And this is just, it also follows The Power of a Praying Wife. But with this book that I have just gone on this journey, it's just, God, strengthen my prayer life. I've even been going to intercession prayer, trying to be on the line, but also at my church two times a month, if we get before his face, if we continue to just say, God, help me grow, help me be better, help me in the days when I'm not so good. And God, when the days I'm great, God, continue to keep me humble, keep me closer to you, keep me connected, keep me just, again, simply trust him, believe him, have the faith, love your neighbors. He even said, I believe it was Paul in the scriptures where he said, even when it's forgiveness, we got to be able to be willing to forgive. I have been going through a forgiving process in my life right now for those who might hurt him. But he said in the word, do I forgive them 7 times? The Lord said, no, 7 times 70. So that means no matter, that's a lot. So that means we got to keep on saying, God, forgive myself, forgive others around me, forgive my enemies, so we can walk in love, so we can be able to do what God has called us to do, to be the best woman of God, man of God, follow his word and be passionate about it. Because, again, at the end of the day, we may be the only testimony or Bible someone sees. So we have to be willing to just say, God, I will trust you. I will obey you. I ask you, God, to show me your word, to show me your light, to show me everything that's needed in this day and hour for me to line up for what you've asked in this season, in this hour. Because he's a mighty God. He's an awesome God. And all he wants us is to have a beautiful, wonderful, awesome life. But again, we got to line up with his word. And with lining up his word in everything that we do, he will be with us. And he said unto the word in 1 Peter 5:10, but the God of all grace, who has called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. So as we continue to walk in his word, continue to have faith, continue to trust him, to continue to believe him, to keep that word it says, and also just let, like the first verse in John 14:1 said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. So if we trust him, we believe him, we obey him, we listen to his word, God will. He said it, he's done it, he's proven, he will always bring us through this thing called life. May God bless it to the reading and the hearing of his word.
Praise the Lord. It's a powerful word that came forth tonight. I bless God. I've heard some things that inspired and encouraged me and made me even more to focus more on a couple of things there. But I bless the Lord for you, because you really poured out of your spirit out of the Lord, because for just being able to hear last night, just to come on today, and how God moved miraculous in the word. So I praise God for all that was already said. I took some notes and whatever, and I know you have to get ready to go, but hopefully at the end you get an opportunity to come back on after you pick up your husband, so that way you can be able to hear any remarks, because we're not able to allow the remarks to go forth now because we got another speaker coming in. But I want you to know that you did hear from the Lord. It was some word. I'm quite sure some other the ministers and others that heard it, they stirred up their spirit really good. So it's very important for us to be able to know and trust and have faith in the Lord, and it's going to take that word, and then being able to know what God's word is saying, and then not letting your heart be troubled, but then know, if, like you said, if God be for us, who can be against us? And he said, and let nothing separate us from the love of God. And we have to make sure, he said he'll never leave us, but we got to make sure we don't walk out on him. But I praise God for the word that came forth.
Amen.
Very inspiring, and also even to the testimonies that tied in to even reinforce what the word of God says. So if you get back on before we close tonight about 8:30, maybe you'll get a chance to hear some of the comments from some of the other ministers and other ones. But right now we have to keep the anointing flowing and allow minister evangelist, our sister evangelist, Noel, come on, praise God, and share what God has blessed in her. And I pray God's blessing upon you, that you continue to let the Lord have his way. Don't let nothing hold you back from being obedient to the Lord. Because truly, that was very inspiring and encouraging, and a word we can live by. At this time, if Evangelist Noel is ready, we're going to open the line for her. Are you ready, my dear? Evangelist Noel?
Praise the Lord,
okay.
Everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Of course. Thank you. Oh, God, I thank you right now for just an opportunity to come before the people today, oh, God. Father God, let me hide behind the cross, oh, God. And Holy Spirit, you speak for me. You move out all fear. Anything that will come against the end of this word, I bind it up now in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to be coming from Romans 8:37, talking about more than a conqueror. And it says, tell us that in all things we are more than a conqueror through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any power, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus our Lord. Not only do we have, but we have the victory over sin and Satan. Being we have the victory over the world, affliction and persecution in it. But not only overcome, but better off and stronger for it. We want to live in victory. Then it's time to start thinking about what you're thinking about. Your mind, my mind, is on one of the most powerful creative tools that God has given us to shape your reality and influence. Your life and your creation takes as a tool and makes you more than a conqueror. We empower negative things. We empower negative things in our life. I'm never going to do anything. I am losing. I don't got nothing. Why is this happening to me? We empower negative in our life. If we focus on the selfish and carnal things, we empower our fallen nature. If we murmur and complain and focus on high and unfair, everything seems to be in a difficult situation, we are not being helping to resolve the issue. I believe and declare that it is over my life, your life, you are more than a conqueror. The Bible said more than a conqueror through him who loved us. This is the encouragement that I want to leave with you today. No matter what happens in your day, you are victorious. Even if you experience a huge failure at your job, you're still more than a conqueror. If bad news descended upon you, you are more than a conqueror. Even if unforeseen issues make you lose control and patience, you're still more than a conqueror. If at any given moment you feel alone and knocked down and discouraged, you will always be more than a conqueror. God is always, God's word is still true to this day. Place your confidence in him and focus on his promise, because he is faithful and never doubted. He will give you the victory, and he will be with you every step of the way. Because your victory doesn't depend on you if it is already in effect, purchased by the one who loves you and still loves you today. Jesus, whom is able to transform the bad into the good. He is able to give you a supernatural peace in the middle of the battlefield. people. God is able. Sometimes we focus on selfish and culinary things, but empower our faith to nature. If we murmur and complain and focus on how unfair everything is to be in a difficult situation, we're not helping resolve the issue. And instead, we're actually empowering the frustration and anger and bitterness and disappointment ingest into our life. If you choose to focus on the positive of the kingdom truth, however, then we'll empower the love and life of Jesus. We need to see. Don't live in the darkness all the time because somebody needs to see the light. If you can't share nothing good, you're always talking down. When you know as you give it to God, you're more than a conqueror. But you can't get anywhere if you're sharing dark stories and flowing to us. But in the means, I'm going to think like Paul thought in Philippians 4:8. He said, whatsoever good or true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, think on these things. Let's you find that in Philippians 4:8. What is incredible, when Paul was going through, he was locked down in jail, that he still thought on good things. We're not locked down. Well, we're locked down in our own spirit. We don't need to be that way. We need to release ourselves because we are more than a conqueror. Those things that come upon us, we don't keep there and just think on them. Keep bearing ourselves on them. But remember who he is. Rejoice in the Lord and give him praises. Because we know God is. He is our true Savior. Whatever it is, give it to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. It says we're the victorious. Sometimes we have to look over the things that happen and go on around us. As in my life, things got no turn around. I couldn't see nothing good. My mind went the other direction. I forgot that I'm more than a conqueror. I let the enemy stepped in, and he took totally control. All I could see negativity. All I can see what I ain't, never what I can do, because I know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. But when you let the devil take a foothold, he show you every error that is already done, that sure come to pass, that what you ought to not have done. If you had done this, now, but you don't need that. You need to know that God is. He's able to bring you through. I know my God is more. He's more to me than anything in the world. I know I am overcomer. I'm more than a conqueror. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for being a conqueror today. I thank you, Lord, that those things, the weights that weighted me down, are not come, had to undress, had to get naked, pull off those old things and put on the new things to help me to run this race because I know that God is, and besides him, there is none other. Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you because of who you is and how great you are. Sometimes we just get so angry And we just take it to another degree, take it to another level, if I could just say. Forget about who we trust in. Let the enemy lead us in the wrong direction. I tell you, I thank God. I thank God for helping me to understand that what you're going through is just for this moment. But when you begin to praise me and you begin to call on my name, I'm here. All you got to do, trust and believe in me, because I will see you through. I thank you, Lord, that I'm more than a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror today, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Thank you for who you are today and forevermore. I thank you. But don't give the devil a chance to devour you, to stop you from believing, laying down the truth that you know you have victory in Christ, and taking up the lie that we are a victim, because we are not. We are victorious, because when the devil comes, he don't come throwing low blows. He come throwing them high. Oh, my God. You ain't able to duck. You'll fall right in his trap. And I refuse to take notice to the enemy, because I know I'm more than a conqueror. When we think ourselves a victim, we come a victim. And we give the devil the opportunity to devour us. Not because he's so mighty, but because he's chosen to lay down our power by changing us for overcomers. Identify in Christ for a victim. Identify him as a current circumstance. He's chosen to fill my mind with truth that we are victorious in Christ, who has done it all and won it all. We see the victory make manifest. I thank you, Father. I give you glory. I give you honor. Because I made up my mind, yes, not to be defiled by what comes my way, but to hold on and know that I'm more than a conqueror, man. Hallelujah. Thank you.
You finished already?
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, my Lord.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My Lord. Evangelist, you through already too?
Yes. Hallelujah.
My
glory.
God.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Thank you, Lord. It's marvelous when the word can be so powerful and right on point and so, my God, that it calls you to long for more. Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got to know who you is and what you stand for.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
So we battle victory. And I thank God for having the victory today. I thank him. 2 or 3 days ago, I didn't feel like I had the victory. I wasn't even a conqueror. But don't let the devil take control. Stand up and let him know I have authority over this situation, not you. I stand in authority. Back up, devil. This is not yours. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Not your battle. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. Thank you, Father. Lamentations 3:22-23, they give a new mercy each and every day. How great is our faithfulness. Hallelujah. I'm through, Pastor Hubbard. Hallelujah.
Wow, my God. Praise God, praise the Lord. I tell you, this tonight has been so powerful from both of these young ladies. one glory to God, a young lady in the Lord, and one that is older and seasoned in the Word. But all of it tied in so beautifully. Even the ones didn't even know about the other. But I praise God, glory to God, how He moved, and even the testimonies that came forth, and it's just still telling us, glory to God, for that Word and knowing who we are and that we are more than a conqueror. And praise God, or how He just. Oh, I don't even know how to even go over any of this because it's been so rich, and even the testimony in it to not even allow the enemy to come in, even when he does come in, to reminding yourself, glory to God, who you are as being more than a conqueror. And I'll tell you, I am so full. You know, I'm not lost for words, but I am so elated about what God did. So I'm going to open these lines because I would like to hear the ministers and pastors, glory to God, just even how the Lord blessed and moved through what was said tonight. So hold on a minute for anybody to say anything when I start opening the lines, because I tell you, I am truly blessed by what I've heard through the faith and through the, more than the cock, and all of it ties together. Praise God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Give me a moment. I'm just praising God for the obedience, for those for the two ladies that heard the voice of God and decided to say yes to His Spirit. Okay, I'm not going to have no technical difficulty here. We're just going to make sure. All righty here. Let's get this open. All righty. Praise the Lord. The mics. I'm closing the mics instead of opening the mics. Y'all forgive me for that. Praise the Lord. Okay, I'm going. I thought Mother Pastor Berg was supposed to come on tonight for a minute. I'm not sure if she's still there.
Amen. I'm here.
Praise God. All right, then. You can go ahead and speak while I'm opening the rest of the lines. Your comments. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. God is
praise
good.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise.
And I like Carmelita when she said we have to be of great courage. Regardless of what's going on around us, we got to trust God in this day like never before. We got to know who we are in God. And coming right along, we got to know that we are conquerors. And the Word of God said that we are more than conquerors. That means that we go in with one thing, but we're going to come out with more than we had when we went in. Because God said we are more than conquerors. So in this day, we just got to know who we are in Christ Jesus. We got to trust Him with every step we take. We got to consult Him so that we know that we're on the path that God set before us before the foundation of the world. And I just enjoyed that word. So tonight, it was right on target, and it was so needed. Because we are being defeated in this day because we don't know who we are in Christ Jesus. And when trials and tribulations come, we give up. So I just thank Minister Carmelita and Minister Noah for that great word that they presented tonight. My heart was blessed.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. I
thank
you also with... But Sister Evan Noel was saying, too, and things that I wrote down concerning the fact that Philippians 4, which we talk so much when we have been praying about, thinking on those lines that we have, things that are lovely, just because the enemy want to fill our minds with all kinds of other junk. And he said that going through to make us feel defeated and whatever like this, run we get over God, the power and authority that we walk in and who we're supposed to be trusting. I leave that that part alone to see more comments and whatever, because I know there's all the lines are open now for anyone, so you can jump in now.
Praise the Lord, Minister BJ. I thank and praise God for what I really praise God for Common Leader teaching on trust, faith, and obedience. She said learning how to trust and obey. And to me, I don't know how you can trust God if you're not willing to be obedient to God. So, I think that's amazing because I'm dealing with this faith, and I read a statement that somebody said, and I'm not going to get into a whole lot of details, but they mentioned something about faith being like a movement, the word of faith as a movement. I said, are you kidding me? it's a word that was very needed, but I thank and praise God as Common Leader spoke. I wrote a little statement for myself. Let's be clear. I got that from President Obama because he used to use that statement. Let's be clear. Faith is not a movement. Faith is a lifestyle. Scripture says, death shall live by faith. So, and if I sound kind of excited, I am excited. So I thank and praise God he used Common Leader to bring this word because I don't care what you do. If you say that you're a child of God, you should be walking by faith. Praise God. You may not see, and I love what Minister Noel spoke on, praise God, hallelujah, because she's not focusing on what the devil is doing, but she's putting herself in remembrance that she's more than a conqueror. So regardless of what the situation is, and if we're trying to live and trying to make this thing seem like it's a faith, it's a movement, or it's just, a phase that people are going through, are you kidding me? This is from people who are supposed to be grounded in, let me say, Christianity. I'm going to use that phrase now. You know, they done made me go use that phrase. But I thank and praise God that, you know what, and I heard through Minister Noel because I could tell she's a seasoned a woman of God, praise God, and I just heard her her lifestyle, her walk. She can say that she is more than a conqueror because she has tried God and she see that God is going to do what he says and he's greater than any circumstance, any situation that we face. And if you're going to try to do this thing without faith or think you can leave faith out of the equation, where does that leave you as an individual who call yourself a Christian? Now, I ain't saying that to none of my lovely people on the prayer line, but this is something that just recently we've been studying some stuff at Bible studies, and someone brought up something, and I questioned. I don't have a problem questioning stuff that my spirit is not going to bear witness to. But I thank and praise God. I didn't mean to get into all that, but I thank and praise God for Common Leader hearing from the Spirit of God and talking about learning how to trust and to obey. And that's good how she said that, learning how, praise God, because in life, praise God, every day is you're in this journey called life, praise God, and some things you got to learn. And if you say you're a child of God, and especially a seasoned child of God, you ought to know by now, praise God, how to trust, and then trust leads to obedience. You can have confidence, the assurance that God is big enough to back up what he says. So I didn't mean to say all of that, but I thank and praise God for what my ears heard tonight, praise God, and I thank and praise God for Minister Noel bringing. Hallelujah. I always like to ask questions for myself. What are you focusing on? Praise God. Are you focusing on what the devil is presenting before your eyes? Or are you focusing on what the word of God is saying that you are? We are more than conquerors. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus has gotten a victory for us. Praise God. God bless each one of you. And I thank and praise God for what my ears have heard. And I appreciate those ladies hearing from God and saying what God has put in their heart. Thank you so much. Amen.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. Any more remarks?
Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for Carmelina, how she came forth with a word on tonight. It was just so good. You know, I just thank God for when she was coming from St. John, the 14th chapter. And
I was listening to her when she was talking about we do so much to please our children and other people. But then what about God? You know, what about him? How do we please him? And then it said, God, he would never leave us. You know, as we go through situations, we have to realize that he would never leave us. And then she was saying we have to have that mustard seed faith, you know, to be able to, that mustard seed faith. And so I just enjoyed everything that she said. As I was listening to her, I said it was, when she stopped so quick, I said, ooh, that was short and sweet. And it was just like I said, and it said, trust God. That's what Lester, I think she said, trust God. And then Sister Evania Noah, I was listening to her, how she was coming from Romans 8:37, where it said, I am more than a conqueror. And I enjoyed everything that she said, too. And on the last server, I just got that part, what she said. She said, we shall make up our mind. As going through these different situations, being more than a conqueror, we should make up our mind to be able to stand in these last few days. So I just thank God for both of them. I enjoy each and every one of them. God bless. So, but you still there?
Oh yeah, I was just talking into the phone and then put the phone on mute. I was saying to anybody, anyone else that had any remarks, but I was asking whoever that is with the noise in the background, whether you're driving or whether you're at the house and some noise is in the background, it's causing interference on the when we're trying to hear clearly what the remarks or either prayer was going on. So just kindly mute it if you're not speaking now and you know you have something going on in the background. I'm not saying anything different than what we normally do. And so would you kindly do that so that way we can be able to cease the noise. But in the meantime, any more remarks, the lines are open. Want to keep it moving. If you don't, then we're going to get ready to just prayer request, and then we'll close because we have prayer tomorrow night. But we have plenty of time to take the remarks if you have any comments. This is the time to speak.
Amen. Amen. This is Brother Black. God bless everybody. Oh, man, this was awesome. It was extraordinary. The word was so powerful. It was saturated and it was concentrated. And I just like both women of God who brought the word. The first one brought, I thought about a Sunday ice cream, any way that I can make it. It was just so rich, and she know that she can go through anything. And her life is going to get greater because of the things that she went through. She can trust in God, and God can trust in her. I thank God for the word. My apostle spoke on the same exact scripture, Romans chapter 8, verses 31, all the way to the end. So everything both ladies spoke on is just confirmation to my spirit. But when they brought it, it just encouraged me, and it fed me, and it fed me, and it fed me. And I'm full to overflowing right now. And even nothing shall be able to separate me from the love of God. And even John 14, 1 through 3 and verse 6, and I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I'm telling you, I mean, this, so it was so rich. And and the second lady, when she brought the word, it was solid. The food was solid. And I saw her foundation, solid in the Lord. Amen. That the first lady is very seasoned. I thank God for her. And she, and the one, the second one, the foundation was solid. And they both stopped early. They have plenty reserve left in their well. They have plenty left over. I thank God for both ladies giving the word today. It did my heart and my spirit, man. I mean, good, in Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. It's always wonderful to be able to hear while the word penetrates your spirit and be able to have, know even as a speaker, to be able to hear some responses back, to know that God moved and that you are on time, God has given you. Praise the Lord. Any more remarks? If there are not any more remarks for tonight, praise the Lord, we are definitely, I think this is the earliest ever. I know it's the first time ever. Two speakers, and both of them finished before 8 o'clock. Matter of fact, before 3, 7:45. Because the last, matter of fact, before then, because we've been having comments almost 7 or 8 minutes, so this has been powerful, I'm telling you, and that don't mean it's going to be like that all the time when, they speak, but one was given 15, the other one was given however the Lord is blessed, and it is all tied in, and they all left stopping on a dime for you, like, some more. You mean to tell me you're finished? And that is so powerful when you can be able to stop on the anointing and so forth, and sometimes he'll give us the hour or more or whatever, but whatever he's given you under the anointing to be able to in compliance, and then to turn back around and be subject to the Holy Spirit. Still, the power, the anointing of that word penetrates the heart, and so much meat was even in that short time. So it just depends on what yielded vessels that are available. So I just praise God for the faith and the more than the conqueror and the mindset that we're to have and to continue to press and pursue in obedience to the Spirit of the Most High God. I commend you both of how God has blessed and moved. And thank God for those that came on to be able to have comments and remarks to just encourage your heart to continue to stand on what you're preaching, to teach it, and live it well, because it's not enough but just to have it for one season. And then when it's the same word that we speak, we have to go right back in. It's like we pull that word out, reinforcing it over and over and over when we read it. Sometimes even when he brings that word through us and we get challenged, we got to go right back and get it. And wait a minute, God has already proven himself so many times. Even though he and I already spoke on this thing, you're trying to break me down from this. Oh, no, I'm standing on what the word says. I'm going to cancel that, whatever sign to come, and I'm going to speak and decree until it takes place, because he says, submit ourselves to the Lord, resist the devil, he'll flee. And he may come knocking a few times here and there, but nevertheless, God's word is not going to lie, and he's not slack concerning his promise. So whatever God says, glory to God, that is to come to pass, but we just have to keep the faith, keep walking by faith, standing, and sometimes we're going to have to wait till he manifests, but nevertheless, keep speaking and decreeing and declare till it manifests, even if it got to manifest again and again. But we bless the Lord tonight for these servants of the Most High God. I pray blessings upon them. I pray God's strength and encouragement, that they continue to pursue after God. Pray glory to God that they continue to bless, that there be a well of living water continue to spring up out of them, a hunger and a thirst that will cause them to say more of you. Glory to God, I deny myself and not my will, but thine will be done. I pray you bless in their bodies and their homes and their finances and whatever it is that they may be challenged, even while they were bringing this word. Turn it around and prove yourself. Shift them to the next level in the name of Jesus. With a determination, I'm going to be true, like that tree planted by the rivers of water, and I shall not be moved. So, God, I pray, glory to God, for their joy and their peace as they continue to think on those things. Glory to God. Ah, God, we bless you and we glorify you in the name of Jesus. And Satan, you're a liar, and the blood of Jesus is against you, and you're loose from it in Jesus' name. And we loose God, thy will be done. Praise God for everyone. Anyone, glory to God, before we dismiss tonight, you have any prayer requests or a praise report, or is there someone that maybe there still didn't get an opportunity to say something? You got a moment? If not, then you're just going to take the request, or you can just say a closing prayer, and we're going to move on until we get prepared for Monday night's prayer and keep those people that we have on our prayer list continuously in prayer. Manifestation coming as we also win reports for us to give praise reports. We thank God in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So in the meantime, Again, if there is a prayer request, we'll take it tonight, and then we'll move forward.
Amen. Pastor Hubbard, there's this lady at our church. She says she keeps hearing a prophecy from this person, and it all it gets worse and worse, but the prophecies never come to pass. Now, I just wanted to lift her up. It was like heavy on my heart. We know the scripture and things like that, but it was heavy on my heart too, and I just wanted to bring it to the prayer group as well.
And you're saying she gets a lot of prophecy, and she says they don't come to pass?
Yeah, and she said, and I believe her life or her situation, it just gets worse and worse. And every time the person brings a prophecy, and, you know, it was just heavy on my heart when she said it.
Yeah, well, that right there, God is not the author of confusion. Sometimes it can be the setting that we are, and we keep getting it from the same person over and over, and the music can be using that as something press, oppress, suppress. And the thing about it, people get so caught up in the prophecies when they still need to be caught up in Jesus and then caught up in his word, seeking his face and find out what the word is saying concerning whatever the issue or situation. And when we have a relationship with the Lord and we have the power of discernment in the Holy Spirit, he will let you know certain things that are not here and there. But when we just open like that and not tuned into the Spirit of the Lord, the adversary go over and can play mind games with us all the time, up and down, especially if we've caught up on listening to the same person, or even sometimes the enemy will connect us with people that are on that way because we hunger, but we caught up in prophecy. But we'll pray for and pray that those spirits be destroyed of that lack of spending time with God to be able to discern and to know and not get caught up in prophecy, but to fall in love with Jesus and his word and seeking out his face and get with good counsel with people that got the anointing and truth and walking in obedience to the Spirit of the Lord. So as I'm speaking this, I'm going to count that as we get in agreement with, glory to God, this lady being delivered out of this situation of getting caught in and being depressed and oppressed from it. This is the trick of the enemy. So Satan, we command you, loose your hold off of her mind, open her heart up, God, that she may be able to see what the word is saying, take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, help her to get her life lining up in compliance with hearing your voice and knowing your voice and being able to discern and being able to take that word in the name of Jesus, so she can be able to do as the word of God says, my sheep know my voice and a stranger it will not follow. And God, as you're not in the spirit of depression, oppression, suppression, and anxiety attacks, is a trick of the enemy. So God, we're just praying for her to get back to a place, God, me and you, even if it's got to be a time of just pulling away from some things and some people, glory to God, so I can be able to hear your voice. So God, we're going to believe, God, for that yoke to be destroyed so she can be healed and whole in every way in Jesus' name. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you.
Anyone else? Is that the last prayer request? Well, Father, we do thank you tonight for the word. We thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the remarks. Thank you for the men and women of God on the phone. Thank you, Lord God, for just being in your presence. Thank you for truth. Thank you for the armor. Thank you, Lord God, for knowing that we're more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for if you for us, who can be against us? Thank you for the power of your word, for faith. Thank you for, glory to God, teaching us how to have the mindset of Jesus Christ and what to think on, glory to God. And you said those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. So I ask you, Lord God, to continue to bless us and make iron sharpen iron, and for us to keep seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness in the name of Jesus, not leaning to our own understanding, learning to trust and rest in you and letting you direct our path. Thank you for the anointing that destroys you. Thank you for your word that cleanses and sanctifies and delivers in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your servants, God, for us learning how to love and forgive one another in the name of Jesus and walking in forgiveness as we talk and pray about so much on the prayer line. Glory to God, so we can be effective and not being an infection in the name of Jesus. So we don't want to be a people that perpetrate the fraud. You said you praise him with your lips and your heart be far from it. We want to be that more than a conqueror. When people look upon our lives, we might be the only one, glory to God, as the sister said, and we'll say often too as well, that glory to God, the Bible that they read, what are they reading, what are they seeing, not the psychic, not the feelings and the emotions, what are they seeing, glory to God, in that fruit of the Spirit and the character of Jesus Christ. So, God, we bless you. We are not having no fruit cocktail. We're going to be glory to God as what God says we are. And with one personality, not a schizophrenic in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you. Glory to God. We will not be perpetrating in denial and justifying why this, that. God, we're casting every care and every concern and allowing you to mold and make us. And God, stop jumping off the potter's wheel when those things get a little hard. But, Lord, let that word work out in us. That we'll be true servants of the Most High God, and people will know that we are your disciples by the love we have one for another. So I thank you again for the word tonight, and we pray, glory to God, for the blessings upon these young women and men of God that pray in us all around the globe. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Now, something I didn't do, and the Holy Spirit quickened me, is the line is open for any one of the speakers, either both of them. We always allow you to have your remarks. So, Sister Carmelita, are you still on the line? And Sister Laureen, are y'all still on the line so you can have your comments as well, your remarks? Hello, are you there? Either one of y'all ladies don't want to have a remark? Evidently not. Okay, then, praise God. Well, we bless the Lord for you in the name of Jesus. And we're going to say shalom, shalom until we meet again for prayer on Monday night. And our next meeting on the fourth Sunday, I have to confirm, the second Sunday of September, we have to confirm it. But we will be letting you know very soon who our speaker is in the name of Jesus. But we're looking forward to glory to God as the Lord bless and we continue to join together on Monday night for prayer. Praise the Lord. If there's no more comments, praise the Lord, or remarks, we are going to thank you, Lord Jesus, again. But you've already, oh, Lord, don't tell me I left the line. Somebody's line was not open. I apologize. They may have had something to say. I don't know what happened right there. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. This was getting ready
Hello?
To scroll down and saw. Okay, I'm asking again because just in case somebody
Hello?
Did was going to make the lines was closed, didn't get to say anything. Okay,
Hello?
I'm asking one more time. There is a remark.
Hello.
Is that Sister Brenda?
Can you hear me?
Oh, okay, Kamali, I can hear you now. I didn't hear you before. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead. I can hear you now.
Okay. Okay, I don't know. It wouldn't connect for no reason. I kept saying hello. I asked for a prayer request and it wouldn't let me. But it's okay. But I just wanted to say.
Okay, you can have a prayer request.
Really,
we have plenty of time yet. I didn't hear you. I don't know what happened.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, I don't know what happened either. But anyway, I just wanted to say I just thank you all for the comments you had, and I just, you know, I just thank God for Pastor Hubbard always, my mother pushing me and praying for me and caring over my life. You know, I've not always lined up exactly where I need to be with God, but I thank God for this season that I'm trying my best to draw closer to him and learn more of him and understand for myself and take the foundation that he's given me through life and all the teachings of the different ministries I have had opportunity and even the church that I actually got my license under. So I just am in a season of just thanking God for all that he's done, and I just am grateful because this has been a very, very challenging last, I'm going to say 3 years, from 2017, almost losing my life with blood clots, to 2018, losing my father, to now this year, just some challenges in my household, my child, and financial, and even my mental health. And so I'm just trusting God to, you know, believe him in spite of what the situation looks like, the circumstances. If we trust him, if we believe him, at the end of the day, he will keep us. And so that has been my saving grace, I would say, truly, is because I have trusted God this summer. And it's just been a very, very therapeutic summer all the way around. And so those who have been praying for me and my family, I just bless you. I thank you. Those who have continued to love on me, even when I didn't line up always with God, they always were still there loving on me. And I thank God for that type of love. And so God is amazing. And so I thank you all for your encouragement tonight, for me to continue to just believe God that whatever he's doing in this season, if I trust him, if I believe him, he will get me through it all, and he will line my, he will continue to line my life up with him. If I continue to line my life up with him, he will do greater things. And so I pray blessings over each and every person's life tonight who is on the line. And if you can just continue to keep me lifted in my family, my marriage, my child, and even as I am, we're in the process of trying to have more children, just keep us lifted. And, you know, and I really ask that for wholeheartedly. And I have some friends who are in the process of trying to have children as well. If you will keep them lifted, as well as I have a couple of coworkers who have just lost some family members. One lost their mother last week and had the funeral, and an aunt. And one who I have a friend who just had knee surgery about 5 weeks ago, continuing to heal her. And so I just ask for those prayers to be lifted up if possible. And I thank you all for your time again.
The prayer request was a friend that lost a mother a week ago, and you, the ones that want the people that friends that you wanted to, I mean not you wanted that they want to have children, and of course for your family. And what else was the last one?
I said a friend who just had knee surgery 5 weeks ago. Two friends, well, one coworker and one friend who lost her aunt and her stepfather within a month, I mean, 2 weeks of each other. Oh, excuse me, a month of each other. And I said a coworker who lost her mother. And I might have said something else, but I can't remember.
Okay, praise God. Pastor Bird, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, well, as much as you can remember, catch right there, we're going to make a brief prayer on that one, because like, when we do make prayer requests, we like to have the prayer behind us know that, so I'm just letting her know that. So would you just kind of cover that in a nutshell in prayer for
us? Father, we do praise you. We honor you. Glory. We thank you, God, that everything that concerns us concerns you. So we come boldly now to your throne of grace, and we ask you for mercy. God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you touch this young lady, God, who have lost family members. We ask in the name of Jesus that you comfort her, God, as only you can. We ask in the name of Jesus, God, that you strengthen her as she goes through this process. We praise you and thank you that in the name of Jesus, God, that she realized and know that death will come. But God, you are a comforter. You will strengthen her, you will comfort her, and you will bring her through. We pray, Father God, that she will grieve for the period she needs to. But then she'll come to that place to cast all of her cares and concerns upon you. So, God, we ask in Jesus' name that you just give her a hug. We can't give her, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, and strengthen her in the days to come. We pray for those, God, who've had surgery or any type in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that by your stripes they are already healed. We're asking you that you bring them to a place of wholeness, dear God. And we are thanking you that you strengthen that knee, you strengthen that leg, Father, and that she's able to benefit from this surgery and do things that she couldn't do in Jesus' name. Continue, God, to bring wholeness to that knee in the precious name of Jesus. God, we know that children is a gift from you, Father God. And you said in your word that you would not withhold any good things from us. God, so I pray for Common Leader and the young men and women who are in that same place with her, Father God, that you will bless them above and beyond whatever they could ask or thank. We're asking you, Father God, that you will add to them, Father God, the babies that they want, God. Open up the wounds that have been closed in the name of Jesus for whatever medical problems is going on. God, we know that you are a healer, that you are able to do all things. We don't put our trust in physicians. God, we know that we have to believe and trust anybody that's taking care of us. But God, we put all our trust in you, and we stand with them now in the name of Jesus and ask that you open up the womb of the ladies, Father God, who want more children. We're praying, Father God, even for the men, Father God, that they will align up with your word, Father. And we pray in Jesus' name, Father God, if there's any medical problems that preventing this or any danger or anything to their health, God, we know that you're able to heal those bodies and bring them through. So, Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus as we stand with them for the children that they want in the precious name of Jesus. God, we cast all cares and concerns back upon you, Father God, because you can carry our burdens. So we thank and praise you, and it's in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Boy, is that the last
Amen.
Request?
Pastor, I have a prayer request.
Okay, praise God.
Okay, I have a prayer request. I'm asking each and everyone to pray for Sister Nina. We went to the emergency room this morning, but the doctor said that it was her vertigo off. But we're praying that God continue to touch her body and heal her body, and that he give her the mind to eat right and take her medicine as she needed. And also pray for my sister Juanita. She went to her primary doctor last week, and they say that she has a tumor or either a cyst in her stomach. So she want to make the decision whether she's going to have it take out or what. So I'm just praying for her.
Well, you say it's your sister?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Sister.
Praise the Lord. Mother, we're going to make it brief.
And Sister Lena.
Cover that. Mother Willette, would you cover for Lena? We're going to make it brief, but you need one to cover both of those for healing.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, we just thank you for loving us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for being mindful of every situation we face, and we taught us to pray in the name of Jesus. So we come before your presence, and we pray to you in the name of Jesus. For Jesus said in John 16:23, that whatever we ask you in the name of Jesus, that you would give it to us. So we're praying the prayer of faith, believing that what we ask, Lord God, first of all, that it's according to your good will and divine will for our lives, praise God, and that, Lord God, you hear our prayers and, hallelujah, answer them according to your divine will, purpose for us in Jesus' name. So we lift up Lena, Sister Lena, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You know her situation and the circumstance. I wasn't sure if Sister Brenda said it was vertigo or what her issue was, but I pray, God, that you will release your healing virtue in her body and her blood cells, Lord God, and let your healing virtue go throughout her body in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that your word teaches that if we, whatever we ask, believing that we receive, we have what we ask for. So I trust you, Lord God. I do have God kind of faith, and I pray for Selena, and I pray that you will work this situation out for her, give her the healing that she needs. If she needs to change some eating habits and she needs to be reminded to take certain medications that she's been prescribed, we pray the Holy Ghost will give her a mind to do those things and teach her how to eat differently if that's what she needs to do. If she needs to make sure she takes her medicine at a certain time and try to take it. I know sometimes it gets hard to take it at the same time each day, but at least try to do your best to take it if the doctor has prescribed it to help a situation. And I thank you, Lord God, that you give us a mind to realize that you use other people and you give doctors understanding and you help them in the name of Jesus. So we pray for Sister Lena and we pray that there is no good thing that you'll withhold from her because she is one of your children in Jesus' name. And thank you that you answer our prayers because you want our joy to be full. And Father God, we lift up Sister Brenda's sister, Sister Juanita. And Lord God, I know you can see that tumor or the cyst, whatever it is. And I know you can cause it to get out of the body. It can dry up in the name of Jesus. I know, hallelujah, that when we pray the prayer of faith, believing that we receive, we can have what we ask for. So we intercede on behalf of Sister Juanita, and we speak against that tumor. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for freedom and deliverance from sickness, disease, and pain in Christ Jesus' name. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. That's John 16 and 23 and 24. Whatever we ask you in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, you will give it to us. Hallelujah, glory be to God. In John 14, 14, if we ask anything in your name, you'll do it. Hallelujah. So, Father, I thank you for the power of your word. We're standing on your promises, believing because we know that you want us to be whole and well. And we know that these tumors or cysts, this is nothing but the devil trying to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, or this tumor or cyst is trying to exalt itself. And we pray, oh God, that no weapon formed against Sister Juanita will prosper in the name of Jesus, and you bring about her deliverance and wholeness. Thank you that you set us free, hallelujah, by the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for the power of your word. We pray, oh God, that you cancel, render null, void, everything that the enemy is trying to do to keep us from being full of joy. We love you, we bless you, we praise you, and we pray for these sisters and Sister Brenda. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
We give glory and honor. Praise God. What an awesome God we serve. Praise the Lord. I bless the Lord. Sorry for that interruption. I did find out where one of those noises are, and we will try to rectify that a little bit later. But in the meantime, we just have to just keep making that request. But nevertheless, the word of God and the anointing and the flow will not stop. God bless us to be overcomers and triumphers. So we thank God for the power of prayer, the anointing, and that it still penetrates in the airways and to go where it's needed to bring about the manifestation of the change or whatever God is going to do in the midst. We thank him in advance. Thank you all, prayer warriors. Thank you for the guests. Thank you for the word. And my sister, Evangelist Noel, you still don't have anything to say. If you don't, I'm not going to push it. But if you don't, if you do, the line was open for you. But if not, then we bless God for all. And she may have, yeah, she dropped off already, I think. But nevertheless, I just want to let her know that everybody did that, you know, when that opportunity comes, we want to hear your remarks too as well. But in the meantime, I thank God for you. Thank God for your ears open and for the encouragement that did come tonight. And God, we bless you, and we're going to say shalom and thanking God for all that he's done and doing. And as we prepare to meet back up on Monday night at 7 o'clock, praise God, we look forward to being divinely connected then. Praise God for his blessings upon you, and have a good night and be encouraged. And we thank God for all that he's done and doing and the greater things yet to come. Amen. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.
And shalom.
All right. God bless. Be encouraged. Hold on to faith.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name shall be praised.